Now, a bonus is, for all the verbs in Portuguese, the you form that we've been learning up till now for o senhor and a senhora is exactly the same form as the form for he, she or it. And you may say, oh, well, how will we know who we're talking about? Well, if the context doesn't tell you, we'll throw in a clarifier to say he or she or you. So the word for you are going to, vai, V-A-I, also means he is going to or she is going to. Vai. He is going to, she is going to, you are going to. So how would you say you are going to do it?
Vai estar.
That's you are going to be.
Vai fazer.
It.
Lu.
Good.
Vai fazê-lo.
Vai fazê-lo.
How do you say he is going to do it?
Vai fazê-lo.
Vai fazê-lo.
She is going to do it?
Vai fazê-la. Or is it still lu?
The it is the same.
Vai fazê-lo.
That's right.
Vai fazê-lo.
And if we want to throw in a clarifier, we already know ele from preciso de ele. Preciso dele means I need of it. And that it in dele is actually him. I need of him. So ele is he and ela is she. Ele, ele for he and ela, ela for she. So how would you say, using a clarifier, she is going to do it?
Vai fazê-la.
Vai fazê-la means he, she, or you is or are going to do it, a feminine thing. How do you say she?
Ela.
Right. And she is going?
Ela vai.
Right. Ela vai. And she's going to do it?
Fazê-lo.
Good. And the whole sentence, she is going to do it?
Ela vai fazê-lo.
Ela vai fazê-lo.
And how would you say he is going to do it?
Ele vai fazê-lo.
Ele vai fazê-lo.
So the difference between that A ending and the E ending is very, very subtle. So, Paulo, would you give us again he's going to do it and she's going to do it so that we can hear the difference in the ending between he and she?
Ele vai fazê-lo.
And she's going to do it?
Ela vai fazê-lo.
And how would you say you are going to do it, talking to a man? And throw in a clarifier, because vai fazê-lo can mean you or he or she.
So, o senhor vai fazê-lo.
O senhor vai fazê-lo.
How would you say, where is she? Using a word for she, because we want to be specific.
Onde? Onde está ela?
Perfect.
Onde está ela?
And where is he?
Onde está ele?
Ela.
Ela. Ela.
Onde está ele?
How would you say he is going to be here and specify he?
O senhor.
That's you. He?
Ele vai estar aqui.
Ele vai estar aqui.
How did we say soon? It was from here in a little, or from here a little, from here to little.
Daqui a poco, was it?
Daqui?
Daqui.
A poco.
Daqui a poco.
So how would you say he is going to be here soon?
Ele vai estar aqui a pouco.
Daqui a pouco. From here in a little.
Ele vai estar daqui a pouco.
Vai estar aqui daqui a pouco. Here soon.
Está aqui daqui a pouco.
Ele vai estar aqui daqui a pouco.
And she is going to be here soon, again with a clarifier.
Ela vai estar aqui Daqui a pouco.
Ela vai estar aqui daqui a pouco.
How did we say you want?
Quer.
Okay. And how do you say what do you want? In Portuguese we say the what.
O que quer?
O que quer?
Now, o que quer could also mean
what does he want? What does she want?
Right. So, give it to me specifically now. What does he want? The word or in Portuguese will be what wants he?
O que quer ele?
O que quer ele?
And what does she want?
O que quer ela?
O que quer ela?
Ela.
Ela. Yeah. Ele.
Ele.
Ela.
Ela.
Yes. When you say ele, if you notice the when you start the word, it's like a e. E sounds like a almost a nasal e sound. When you say ela, you actually it's like there is an accent on the e. Ela.
It's a little bit more open. So what's happening is the following vowel is affecting the previous one. So although they're both written with an el at the beginning, the e's have a slightly different value because one has an e after the l and the other has an a after the l. So let's have them both. He and she.
Ele. Ela.
How do we say you have?
Ten.
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 And what can that also mean?
He has and she has.
Right. So how would you say, what does she have, specifying the she? And in Portuguese we say, what has she?
O que tem ela?
O que tem ela?
How would you say, what do you have, talking to a man?
O que tem o senhor?
O que tem o senhor?
The word for ready in Portuguese is pronto. Pronto, which you may be able to associate with the word prompt. So if somebody's ready, they're on time, they're always very prompt. Pronto, pronto. So how would you say, speaking as a woman, I'm ready?
Estou pronto.
As a woman?
Estou pronta.
Good.
Estou pronto. Estou pronta.
How would you ask a man? Are you ready?
Estou pronto.
Oh, you're asking someone else.
I said I'm ready. Está pronto.
And it's a question?
Estou pronto.
Está pronto.
How would you say, at what time are you going to be ready? At what time is at what hours?
A que horas? Está pronto?
That is, at what time is it ready or are you ready? At what time are you going to be? So how do you say you are going to?
Vou estar.
Vou is I am going to.
Vai estar.
Good. So at what time are you going to be ready?
A que horas vai estar pronto?
A que horas vai estar pronto?
How would you say, at what time is it going to be ready?
A que hora vai...
A que horas?
Oh, sorry, a que horas? A que horas vai estar pronto?
A que horas vai estar pronto?
And how would you say, at what time is it going to be ready? And you're talking about a feminine thing.
A que horas vai estar pronta?
A que horas vai estar pronta?
So, again, referring to a feminine thing, for example, a translation, how would you say, I want to know at what time it's going to be ready?
Quero saber a que horas vai estar pronto. Pronta.
Quero saber a que horas vai estar pronta.
Because I need it today. And it's a feminine thing that you need.
Porque preciso dela.
preciso.
Preciso dela.
Today.
Hoje.
Porque preciso dela hoje.
And let's have the whole sentence. I want to know at what time it's going to be ready, because I need it today, referring to a feminine thing.
Quiero saber a qué horas vai estar pronta. What was the rest of it?
Because I need it today.
Porque preciso dela hoje.
Quero saber a que horas vai estar pronta, porque preciso dela hoje.
Will you tell me when it's going to be ready, please? Again, talking about this feminine thing, the translation or whatever.
Pode me dizer quando está...
It is going to be...
Vai estar...
Ready, please.
I can't remember ready.
Prompt.
Pronto.
And it's a feminine thing we're talking about.
Pronta, por favor.
Good. So again, will you tell me when it's going to be ready, please?
Pode me dizer quando vai estar pronto.
A feminine thing?
Pronta, por favor.
Pode me dizer quando vai estar pronta, por favor?
The word for all or everything is tudo. Tudo. T-U-D-O. And that's related to the English word total. Tudo. T-U-D-O. So how would you say everything is going to be ready?
Tudo. Tudo está pronto.
That means everything is ready. Everything is going to be ready.
Tudo vai estar pronto.
Tudo vai estar pronto.
And how would you say everything is going to be ready for you, talking to a man, today?
Tudo vai estar pronto para o senhor hoje.
Tudo vai estar pronto para o senhor hoje.
The word for tomorrow is amanhã. Amanhã. And that's written A-M-A, and then we've got nha on the end. So the nha sound is N-H, and then the the very nasal sound at the end, is written A with a til, a squiggle over the top. Amanhã. So how do you say tomorrow?
Amanhã.
Okay.
Amanhã.
Amanhã.
So how would you say, I'm going to be here tomorrow?
Vou estar aqui amanhã.
Vou estar aqui amanhã.
And how would you ask somebody, are you going to be here tomorrow?
Vai estar aqui amanhã?
Vai estar aqui amanhã?
How would you say, speaking as a man, I'm going to be very busy tomorrow?
Vou estar muito ocupado amanhã.
Vou estar muito ocupado amanhã.
I think I heard an R on the end of your word for tomorrow. Say tomorrow again.
Amanhã.
Yes, there's no R on the end. It's a nasal sound. Amanhã.
Amanhã. Vou estar muito ocupado amanhã.
Vou estar muito ocupado amanhã.
How would you say everything is going to be ready tomorrow?
Tudo vai estar...
Ready? Prompt?
Tudo vai estar pronto amanhã.
Tudo vai estar pronto amanhã.
And with this expression, because it's used so often, you can say vai estar tudo pronto, because it's an expression one uses very often. So you can say tudo vai estar pronto or vai estar tudo pronto. So there's a little bit of flexibility there with the word order. Now it's curious, did you notice that we've had two words for is? How did you say it is possible?
É possível.
But how do we say it is ready?
está pronto.
É possível estar pronto.
Now, the reason for this is that in Portuguese, there are two verbs to be. One of them, estar, represents a temporary characteristic of something. So it's ready. It's not going to be ready all the time. It wasn't ready before. It might not be ready later. Est possible, it is possible. The idea is that that's a characteristic of something. It's always going to be possible. So we have these two different ways of saying things, whether something is a permanent characteristic or just a temporary attribute of something. Estar expresses to be at the moment, in the short term, how something is, where something is, the current state of something. And in fact, the Portuguese word estado, E-S-T-A-D-O, means state, also in the sense of nation. So the official name of Brazil, for example, is Os Estados Unidos do Brasil, the United States of Brazil. So estado means state. The other verb, é, is, as in é possível, é caro, it is expensive, it is possible, expresses the characteristic of what something is. And the two form of that verb is ser, S-E-R, ser. And ser also means being. So o ser humano, the human being. So ser, both to be and being in the sense of a human being, a state of being. How did we say I am in the sense of I am ready?
Estou.
Right, estou. And I am from ser, meaning I am in a permanent sense, is sou.
Sou.
Sou. It's written S-O-U, so it's got exactly the same ending as estou, I am, temporarily. Sou, I am. Permanent characteristic. The word for English in Portuguese is English. English. I-N-G-L-E with an accent over it, S. English. Because, of course, it's stressed in defiance of the awesome rule. It ends in an S, ends in an E-S, and yet it's stressed on that last syllable, so we put an accent on it. In this case, the accent we put on it is a circumflex because it has a certain value. English.
English.
That word means English, both the language, I speak English, follow English, or English in the sense of an English person, and that's the masculine, English. So how would you say, given that it's a permanent characteristic, as a man, I am English?
So English.
So English.
Now, the feminine form, we're going to put an A on the end, and when an S is between two vowels, it has a Z quality. So how would you say I am English as a woman?
Sou inglesa.
Sou inglesa.
And the Portuguese word for Portuguese is português. Português. So how would you say I am not Portuguese as a man?
Não sou português.
It's not português.
Português.
Yes.
Não sou português.
Não sou português.
Because that tu sound is very English, tu together making tu, but in Portuguese, tu together sounds tu, so it's português. And similarly, as a woman, I am not Portuguese. How would you say that?
Não sou portuguesa.
But the S between two vowels sounds z.
Não sou portuguesa.
Portuguesa.
Não sou portuguesa.
How would you say Paulo is Portuguese? Now, in Portuguese, just as you have the in front of names of countries, you also put the in front of the names of people. So we'll actually say the Paulo is Portuguese.
O Paulo é português.
O Paulo é português.
How did we say, how is he?
Como está?
That would mean, how is he, or how is she, or how are you? If we want to be specific and say, how is he, we'll throw in the clarifier that means he, which is ele.
Como está ela?
Como está ele?
How would you say, where is he?
Onde está ele?
Onde está ele?
So, this is because it's a temporary characteristic. Where is he? How is he? So, we're not using e, we're using está. How would you say, I want to know where he is?
Quero saber onde está ele.
Quero saber onde está ele.
So we just had the verb saber, to know. And I know is sei, S-E-I, sei. And you could remember that by saying, I know what I say, sei. I know, sei. And it's quite close to the word for if, which is s, S-E, s, s, if, sei, I know. So how would you say I don't know?
Não sei.
Não sei.
How would you say, I don't know where it is?
Não sei onde está.
Não sei onde está.
Now, as I said before, names in Portuguese are generally preceded by the. So, o Paulo. So how would you say, how is Pedro today?
Como está o Pedro hoje?
Como está o Pedro hoje?
And sadly, o Pedro está doente. He's ill. Está doente. So how would you say Pedro is ill today?
Pedro está
doente. O
Pedro está doente hoje.
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 O Pedro está doente hoje.
And what would it mean if I said, o Pedro é doente?
Permanently ill, an invalid, something like that?
Exactly. So this really brings into focus the difference between these two verbs, estar and ser, and it gives quite a subtle extra level to the Portuguese language. The word for pretty is bonito, bonito. B-O-N-I-T-O, bonito. So what do you suppose is the difference between a Maria está bonita hoje and a Maria é bonita?
Maria's looking pretty today. She's like she's made an effort. Or Maria is pretty.
So how would you say she's pretty? She's always pretty.
É bonita.
And how do you say she's looking pretty today?
Está bonita.
Está bonita. É bonita.
We had before the word for to speak, which is related to the Latin fabulare, to tell a fable. What was to speak in Portuguese?
Fabular.
Falar.
Falar.
Falar. Falar. F-A-L-A-R. So it's from fabulare, but the bu has dropped out. Falar. And to buy?
Comprar.
Falar. Comprar.
Now, we said before that words that are similar in Portuguese and English, so, for example, the words that end in chun, which is são in Portuguese, if you take off that são ending and add r, you're going to end up with a verb. So, can you give me formation and then to form?
Formação, forma.
To form, so it's going to end in an R.
Former.
And we're going to add an R to formação, which has got an A in it. So we're going to take off the são and just add an R. So it's going to end in AR.
Forma, formar.
How do you say confirmation and then confirm? And remember that the spelling in confirmation is IR.
Confirmação.
Confirmação.
Confirmação and confirmar.
Okay.
Confirmação. Confirmar.
Now, how do you suppose you say preparation?
Preparação.
Good. And to prepare?
Preparar.
Preparação. Preparar.
So how would you say, will you prepare the translation?
Pode preparar. Pode preparar a tradução.
Pode preparar a tradução.
É tradução. I said a, didn't I?
You did say a.
É tradução.
Yes, because it's not stressed. Pode preparar a tradução. How did we say very?
Muito.
Muito. Good. Now, to say thank you in Portuguese, you say that you're very obligated. Muito obrigado, if it's a man speaking. So how would a lady say thank you very much?
Muito obrigada.
Good. Can we have them both, please?
Muito obrigado. Muito obrigada.
Now, in a sense, verbs are the backbone, the absolute structure of a language. And if you can handle the verbs, you can pretty much find your way through any language. How do you express in Portuguese the equivalent of the to form of an English verb? How is that shown in Portuguese? So we just had, for example, to form and to confirm and to prepare. What do they all have that shows that it's the to form of a verb?
An ER, AR.
What do they all have?
IR ending.
Right, what do they all have in common?
They all end in R.
They all end in R, okay. So the Portuguese to form of a verb always ends in R. And as you just said, it ends in AR, ER, IR, and there's a very tiny group of verbs that end in OR. We're going to separate them just into two groups. Either the verbs end in AR or they don't. And most verbs end in AR because if you invent a new verb and take it into the Portuguese language, it'll become an AR verb. How do you say to click in a computer sense when you click on the computer screen?
I would say clicar.
So there you are, a brand new verb. It's gone into the Portuguese language. It will end up in the AR group. So that group is growing, and it is the biggest group by far for that reason. So let's have some of these verbs now. How do you say to buy?
Comprar.
To understand?
Comprender.
Comprender.
Comprender. There's an E-N in there. Yeah.
Because what's happened is comprehend, the H has dropped out, but both E's remain.
Comprender.
Comprender, yes. To eat?
Comer.
Comer, it's an ER verb. To do or to make?
Fazer.
And to say?
Dizer.
And to prepare?
Preparar.
Falar. Comprar. Compreender. Comer. Fazer. Dizer. Preparar.
The Portuguese word for with is com. C-O-M. Com. And it appears in English words like company. Company literally means with bread. So when you break bread with somebody, it's because they're company with you. So com means with. How would you say with you, talking about or of a woman?
Com a senhora.
Com a senhora.
Com a senhora.
That's right, yes. It does end in M, but if you link them together, you don't hear an M. Let's get that from Paulo.
Com a senhora. Com a senhora.
So when it's linked, you just link the nasal sound. You don't link the M, even though it's written with an M. How would you say with him?
Com ele.
When you link it, it's not with an M.
Com ele.
Com ele.
Com ele.
Com ele.
And with her?
Com ela.
Com ela.
And will you say them quickly for us so we can hear the link?
Com ele. Com ela.
So you don't link an M, even though it's written with an M. That M indicates a nasal sound. What was the word for English?
Inglês.
English.
English.
Good. English. How would you say to speak English?
Dizer inglês.
Dizer is to say or to tell.
Falar inglês.
Falar inglês.
So we've had with you, with him, with her, with me, should be com mim. Like para mim. But the me bit has turned into migo. So with me is comigo.
Comigo.
Comigo. C-O-M-I-G-O. So how would you say, will you speak Portuguese with me?
Pode falar português comigo.
And what? How are you sounding the S at the end of português?
Português.
Yeah.
So, pode falar português comigo.
Pode falar português comigo.
And as we've done all the way through, when we've been putting two verbs together after quero or pode or vou, we've always used the to form of the verb. How do you say I'm going to buy?
Vou comprar.
Right. And how do you say I'm going to do? I'm going to make?
Vou fazer.
Right. I mean, those are unnatural expressions. Normally there'd be something else after it. I'm going to buy it. I'm going to do it. But essentially, after a verb, the next verb will always be in the to form, the form ending in the letter R. The Portuguese for to come is vir. Vir. V-I-R. So again, ends in an R because it's the to form of the verb. And it's related to the Latin venire. Our English words, advent, which means coming, and venue, place that people come to, they're from the same Latin root as the Portuguese vir, to come. So, I'll come, but I'll veer around the corner as I'm coming, vir. How would you say, can you come with me?
Pode vir comigo.
Pode vir comigo.
How would you say, can you come to see it?
Pode vir vê-lo.
Vê-lo.
Pode vir vê-lo.
Can you come to see it with me tonight?
Pode vir vê-lo comigo esta noite.
Yeah, I want vê-lo and comigo. Comigo doesn't have an N in it. C-O-M-I-G-O. Comigo.
Pode vir comigo.
To see it.
Oh, pode vir vê-lo comigo esta noite.
Yeah, your O endings are very O and they need to be right. U.
Pode vir vê-lo comigo esta noite.
Pode vir vê-lo comigo esta noite.
And there we have three verbs in a row. Can you, come, see. So can, to come, to see. Because the second and consecutive verbs will always be in the to form of the verb. To go is ir. Ir, I-R, ir. Very short, but again it ends in an R. So how would you say, I want to go?
Posso.
That's I can.
Quero ir.
That was all I asked for.
Quero ir.
Quero ir.
Quero ir.
And of course, that's only part of a sentence. We'll carry on. I want to go to see it.
Quero ir vê-lo.
Good. I want to go to see it with you, talking to a man.
Quero ir vê-lo.
With?
Com o senhor.
Quero ir vê-lo com o senhor.
So we've got to go and to come, which are very, very close. So what's to go?
Ir.
And to come?
Vir.
How would you say, I have to go to see it?
Tenho de ir vê-lo.
Tenho de ir vê-lo.
How would you say, I have to go to see it with you, talking to a man?
Tenho ir.
I have to.
Tenho de ir vê-lo com o senhor.
And it's not com o senhor. Even though com ends in an M, it sounds just as a nasal sound.
Com o senhor.
Tenho de ir vê-lo com o senhor.
How would you say, I have to speak with you today? Talking to a man.
Tenho de falar com o senhor hoje.
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 Mm. Can we have tenho de?
Tenho de.
Yeah.
Tenho de falar com o senhor hoje.
Tenho de falar com o senhor hoje.
Now, in the present tense of Portuguese verbs, the stress is on the penultimate syllable, and the way to remember that is it's the present tense. The importance of this will become apparent later, because there are other verb forms that are stressed on other parts of the verb. So we need to get the present tense stress very, very clearly established in our minds. So what was I want?
Quero.
Quero.
Now, with Portuguese verbs, when you go from the to form, the form that ends in an R, you take off the ending, A-R, E-R, I-R. We'll deal with the O-R verbs later because they're a special group. Take off that ending, and then for the I form, you come up on the letter O. So you go down on the present tense. You go down on the penultimate syllable, and then you surface on an O, pronounced U, for the I form of the verb. So we had quero. So what would be I prepare?
Preparo.
Preparo.
What would be I buy?
Compraro.
We're going to take off the AR and just put an O in its place. So we've got comprar. We're going to take off the AR. So we've got compre. And then add the O sounding U.
Compro.
Compro.
So we just take off the AR and add O, which sounds U. So comprar, compro. Preparar, take off the AR, preparo. How would you say I speak?
Dizo.
Dizer means to say or to tell. And the I form is digo. We'll come to that later. I want you to say I speak, which is from falar.
Falo.
Falo.
Sorry, dizer is to tell, is
it? To say or to tell.
Right.
As opposed to speak, which is falar. They're different in English as well. They are easily confused. We know a couple of verbs where you don't come up on the U. So we had comprar, compro, preparar, preparo. But we had a couple of verbs where we come up to an O-U instead.
It was vou for I go.
Right.
And was it so for I know?
So I am, permanent characteristic. And what about, how would you say I'm busy, speaking as a woman?
So.
So is the permanent characteristic. When you're busy, it's a temporary characteristic.
Estou ocupado.
But you're feminine?
Ocupada.
Right, there's no R in there, actually.
Ocupada.
Right. Estou. So we've got three verbs now that end in O for the I form. I go or I'm going?
Ir.
That's to go. I'm going, I go.
Vou.
Good, vou. I am, permanent characteristic.
So.
And I am, temporary attribute.
Estou.
Estou. And we learnt another verb that doesn't have an O, just a simple letter O in the ending, and that's the verb for I know. And we remembered it by saying, I know what I say, and I say what I know.
Sei.
Sei. So you've got sei, sou, estou, and vou. Apart from those, that's not true, there's one more. I give is dou, D-O-U. Apart from those five, every single verb in the Portuguese language, for the I form, it's the letter O, pronounced U, that you get to by taking off the ending, the A-R, the E-R, or the I-R ending, and putting an O there instead. There are a very few verbs which work in a different way, and we'll come to those later. But even those have O, pronounced U. So, for example, how would you say, I understand?
Compreendaro.
The verb is compreender. Compreender. So we just take off the ER ending and pop an O there.
Compreendo.
Compreendo.
You were making it more complicated. You were making it compreendarar because you had an O after the R, didn't you? So you were making it even longer than it really is. Compreendo. The Portuguese for to sell is vender. V-E-N-D-E-R. And vend, vending machine, comes from the same root. Vender.
Vender.
So how would you say, I sell?
Vendo.
How would you say, I sell it? I'm selling it.
Vendulo.
Vendu-u.
Vendu-u.
Yeah. It turns to lu after the to form of the verb. So if you said, I want to sell it, how would you say that?
Quiero venderlo.
And the stress?
Venderlo.
Quiero venderlo.
Quiero venderlo. So that's when the U turns into a lu.
After the infinitive.
Exactly. After the two forms of the verb, venderlo. But I'm selling it, or I sell it.
Vendo-u.
Vendo-u.
How did we say, I understand?
Compreendo.
Compreendo.
How would you say, I understand it?
Compreendo-u.
Compreendo-u.
How would you say, I understand it now?
Compreendo-u agora.
Compreendo-o agora.
How would you say, I don't understand it?
Now compreendo-o.
Now, when we've got now, the o comes after the now.
Now o compreendo.
Não o compreendo.
And how would you say, I don't understand you, talking to a woman?
Now compreendo a senhora.
You could certainly say that. Now compreendo a senhora. And what if you wanted to use an u or an instead of that? Instead of a senhora. How do you say it?
On the end of the verb.
Or after now.
Now u.
Right.
Compreendo.
Now that means I don't understand it. Or I don't understand you talking to a man.
So it'd be now a compreendo.
There you are. Now, compreendo. I don't understand you. So that u, or means it, because in Portuguese there isn't a separate word for it. U or refers to a person or a thing. And if it's referring to a masculine thing, then it will be u. If it's referring to a feminine thing, like a house or a translation, it will be But similarly, it also refers to a person. So, I don't understand you. Now, u compreendo. Talking to a man, now compreendo, talking to a woman, but similarly, now o compreendo could mean I don't understand him. So how would you say I don't understand her?
Now ela compreendo.
But if him was o,
now a compreendo.
Não a compreendo.
If you're not sure whether it's masculine or feminine, do you go with the masculine as a rule of thumb?
You would. And similarly, if it's a mixed group of masculine and feminine things, you would use the masculine form, even if it was predominantly female. And as Michelle Thomas used to say, if there's a group of 1,000 women and one man, you would still use the masculine form for the they or the them. How would you say, I don't understand them talking about a group of men?
Não os compreendo.
Não os compreendo.
And I don't understand them talking about a group of women?
Não as compreendo.
Não as compreendo.
How do we say to sell?
Vender.
And I sell it or I'm selling it?
O vendo.
Now, o comes before the verb when you've got a noun there.
Vendo o?
That's right, because that's what we when we said I want it and I have it. What was I have it?
Tenho o.
Right, so I sell it.
Vendo o.
Vender. Vendo o.
But it's vendê-lo.
Vendê-lo.
Vender-lo.
And what does that mean?
To sell it.
Exactly. Vender-lo, to sell it. Vendo-o, I sell it, or I'm selling it. Vender-lo, to sell it. Now, in English, we've got several ways of saying the present tense. And here we had, I sell it, I'm selling it. And there is a third version, I do sell it, which you use emphatically, or if you're asking a question, or if it's negative. To make a question, do you sell it, or to make it negative, you don't sell it. So there are three ways of saying the present tense in English. Now, this progressive am tense, I am selling, doesn't exist in Portuguese except in a very restricted sense that we'll come to later. It's relatively new in the English language. In the Bible, the King James Bible of the 17th century, only 400 years ago, you read, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Now, in modern English, that would be, they don't know what they're doing. Portuguese retains the structure, they know not what they do, rather than they don't know. We don't have to add extra verbs to the present tense to give these sorts of senses. Shakespeare, whither goest thou? Not where are you going, but goest thou? Or even Jane Austen, only 200 years ago, I know not, rather than I don't know. And this is what we've been saying in Portuguese. How did we say I don't know in Portuguese?
Não sei.
Which literally means not I know, I know not. So it's sort of older English. English has acquired this extra way of saying things with the do's and the am's. So I am not selling it. Don't get fooled into trying to say I am, because it isn't. It's the ordinary present tense. And as Michelle Thomas used to say, there's no amming, ising and aring, and no doing or don'ting either. It's just the straightforward present tense. Compro-o means I buy it, I am buying it, and I do buy it. So no amming, ising and aring, and no doing and don'ting. So how do you say, I'm not selling it?
Now.
And you've got now, so the o comes after the now.
Now o vendo.
Não o vendo.
And how would you say, I'm buying it?
O compro. Compro.
Good.
Compro-o.
And I'm preparing it?
Preparo-o.
Preparo-o.
To write is escrever, escrever, E-S-C-R-E-V-E-R, and it's related to the word scribble, scribe, escrever.
Escrever.
So how would you say I write?
Escrevo.
Escrevo. So we've got an E in there.
Escrevo.
Escrevo.
That's it.
Escrevo.
How would you say I write everything?
Escrevo tudo.
Escrevo tudo.
Tudo.
Escrevo tudo.
So, what's the word for everything?
Tudo.
Right. And what's the word for day? We had good day.
dia.
Now, to say every day in Portuguese, you say all the days or every the days, which is todos os dias. And when you run it together, todos os dias, because the S at the end of todos is runs into the os of the. Todos os dias. So how would you say, I write every day?
Escrevo todos os dias.
Right. Now, how do you say I write?
Escrevo. Is it with an E? Did you say in the middle?
It has an E in the middle,
Escrevo.
And the S before the C is going to be sh.
Escrevo todos os dias.
Dias. Okay, let's hear it from Paulo.
Escrevo todos os dias. Escrevo todos os dias.
So the S at the end of todos becomes Z as you run it into the os. Todos os dias. How do we get from the to form of the verb to the form for I? So how did we get from to buy to I buy?
Comprar. So you take the ar off and just say compro.
Good.
Comprar. Compro.
Now, when you've got an AR verb, when you take off that ending and put an A on it, that is the form for you, he, she, or it. And you put an A there because it's an AR verb. Okay? In the case of the not AR verbs, when you take off the ending, you put an E there and you come up. You surface after going down on the present tense stress and you surface on an E, and that gives you the ending for he, she, it, or even you. So to go back to comprar, with the present tense for the you, he, she, or it form, you go down on comp and then you come up on the letter A, because you're in an AR verb, and that will mean he buys, she buys, you buy. So how would you say he buys?
Compra.
And the stress, it's a present tense verb, the stress is on the penultimate syllable.
Compra.
Compra.
How would you say he prepares?
Prepara.
Prepara.
How would you say he speaks?
Falar.
Falar is to speak. So you're going to go down on the present tense stress and surface on the letter A because it's an AR verb.
Fala.
Fala.
He speaks. Fala. How would you say, why don't you speak Portuguese with me?
Porque é que não fala português comigo.
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 Por que é que não fala português comigo?
How would you say, do you speak Portuguese?
Fala português?
Fala português?
And the answer is yes. Yes, I speak Portuguese.
Si, falo português.
Sim, falo português.
How would you say he doesn't speak English?
Não fala inglês.
Não fala inglês.
Now that was for AR verbs. For ER and IR verbs, when you take off the ending and you push down with the present tense stress, you come up on the letter E. And that gives you the form for he, she, it, or you. So what was to sell?
Vender.
Vender.
So how would you say he sells? So you're going to come up on the letter E.
Vende.
Vende.
How did we say to understand?
Comprehend. Dar.
It's an ER verb, and it doesn't have an H in the middle.
Comprender.
Stress on the last syllable.
Comprender.
Comprender.
And how would you say he or she understands?
Comprende.
And it's the present tense, so the stress is on the penultimate syllable.
Comprende.
Comprende.
How did we say to write?
Escribir.
It's an ER verb, and it's got an E in the middle. And of course, that's confusing because in English we have script and scribbles, which doesn't really help. In Portuguese, it has an E in the middle. And the S before a C will sound sh.
Escrever.
Escrever.
So how would you say he writes?
Escreve.
Escreve.
So there we are. We can now do the I form and you, he, she, it, if we've been given the infinitive, the to form of the verb. What was to know?
Sei.
Sei is I know and to know?
Saber.
Good. How would you say, do you know where it is?
Sei onde está?
Do you know?
Sabe onde está?
Good.
Sabe onde está?
And how did you get to you know? Because I hadn't taught it to you.
Because you take off the end of the verb, the ER, and because it's an ER, it comes up on the E, sabe.
Excellent. From saber, sabe, do you know? Or you know, do you know? There's a little group of verbs which, through overuse, don't have an E on the end in this you, he, she, it form. So, for example, what is to do or to make, the to form?
Fazer.
Fazer. So, following our rule for the you, he, she, or it form, what should fazer be for you, he, she, or it?
Faz.
It should, but actually the E at the end has got dropped through overuse and the form is fash.
Fash.
So we drop the E at the end and the Z has got softened because the final Z in Portuguese is pronounced sh. So you do or make is fash, or he, she, or it does or makes fash. And a mnemonic for that will be, oh dear, you're making such a fash about it. So, fazer goes to fash for the you, he, she, it form.
I find it interesting, more I listen, that ER verbs, when they're being spoken, it sounds closer in my ear to an IR. Mm. Fazer sounds like
right.
IR, but it's ER. I have to keep sort of mentally checking.
That's a very good point, isn't it? Fazer. Paulo, say an IR verb for us. For example, to go or to leave or to depart.
Partir.
And now compare that with an ER verb like fazer.
Fazer.
And then an IR verb again.
Ir. Sair.
So there is a difference in the pronunciation. Ir and ir. But it doesn't make any difference to how you form the you, he, she, it form. Because you come up on an E for both ER and IR verbs. The only difference is for AR verbs.
AR is A.
Right.
ER and IR is E.
Well, the letter E.
The letter E.
Yes, exactly. But fazer doesn't go to faze for you, he, she, it. It goes to fash. Through overuse, because it's such a commonly used verb, the E got worn away. And we're left with fash. Because a Z at the end is pronounced sh normally. So how would you say, what are you doing?
O que faz?
O que faz?
Faz, not faz, is it? Faz, faz.
Well, to a certain extent, it'll depend on what comes next in the sentence or in the rest of what you're saying. But let's have it again.
O que faz?
Can you just go with me? O que?
O que, what? Que is what, but we have to say the what in Portuguese. The what. O que.
And it's the masculine, o.
It's masculine because it's unspecified. When it's what, you don't know what you're talking about. So you use the masculine form. So what are you doing? O que faz? We've had another verb. In fact, we've had a couple of other verbs where they're ER verbs, but the you, he, she, and it form doesn't have an E on the end through overuse. How do you say you have?
Tem.
Tem. There. No E on the end. How do you say you want?
Quer.
Okay. So these are verbs that are in constant use. To want, to have, to do or to make. So the forms for you, he, she, it have been shortened to these very short forms. So we'll just go over them again. How do you say you want?
Quer.
Yeah, he wants or you want. You have?
Tem.
And you do or you make?
Faz.
Okay, can we have those three then? You want, you have, and you make.
Quer. Tem. Faz.
What was to leave or to go out? We had the Portuguese word for departures at an airport, which was saída. This was related to it.
Sair.
Good. Sair, to go out or to leave. And this is another one when you come up from the to form of the verb, you don't come up on the letter E because, again, it's been well used. So the Portuguese for he leaves or you leave is sai, S-A-I, sai, which in fact sounds a little bit like you go. What was you go?
Vai.
Okay, so we've got vai and sai. You go and you go out.
Vai and sai.
So how did we say he goes?
Vai.
And he goes out, he leaves?
Sai.
Sai.
Sai, sai.
Sai. Vai and sai. So the sense is similar and the sound is similar, which is very helpful. So how would you say, at what time are you going out? At what time is at what hours?
A que horas?
A que horas?
A que horas?
So we had that pair, sai and vai. Sai means you go out, or he, she, it goes out. Vai means you go, or he, she, it goes. And we want you go out. At what time are you going out?
A que horas sai?
A que horas sai?
How would you say, at what time are you going to go out?
A que horas vai sair?
A que horas vai sair?